Joe Ferriolo is the area general manager, New Haven County, for Frontier Communications. And, Joe, welcome to Front and Center.
Hey, Dan. Good to talk to you again.
Same here, and a lot to talk about. And I want to begin because it's made a lot of news, the fact that Optimum is going to be laying off 600 employees by November. And I'm just wondering, you're in the same industry. How does Frontier view all of this?
Well, you know, we're looking at Connecticut as an opportunity to grow and invest. And there's been a number of corporations recently that have looked to pull out, whether that's GE going to Massachusetts, Rogers Corporation going to Arizona, and then in light of the recent layoffs that announced by Altice, they had acquired Cablevision, of the folks in Shelton and Stratford. And you know, we're looking at this as an opportunity to gain some great people that are delivering great service and providing, you know, livelihoods for their families, perhaps to come out and join us. I know that one of the things that we looked at is since we've been here, we've added 300 employees and we're growing. And this continues to allow us to invest in Connecticut and perhaps lend a hand out to some of those being affected by that. And on August 31st of this month at 310 Orange Street in New Haven, we're going to be hosting a job fair. And certainly for those folks that are being affected by this recent layoff, we welcome them to come by, bring their resume, and sit down and talk to our folks and our recruitment personnel about opportunities that we have here at Frontier. And how they can, you know, continue to support us and support the people that they were serving here in Connecticut. It's a shame that the folks that they're helping here in Connecticut from Cablevision won't have those folks here in Connecticut to help them. And that's one of the things that we're priding ourselves with, is that we have our Connecticut call center, so that when folks call in, whether they be from Ponce Ridge or, you know, Danbury or New Haven or wherever, that folks know the areas that they're talking about, and they're folks talking to folks here in Connecticut that can help them and can reference that. And we're just looking, hopefully, to add some very talented people to continue to keep our commitment to our customers.
By the way, and I'm saying this unsolicited, you don't even know this, but I had a family member who's just moved back to the state. He and his family are moving back to the state, and they're making arrangements, and they called Frontier. And one of the things he told me was, first of all, he got a live voice, and he couldn't believe how pleasant he was treated. So I think that's a feather in your cap, Joe.
Well, we appreciate it, and it's good to hear that, because, you know, our primary value is to keep the customer first. And from that first experience on the phone call when they dial in to the technician that arrives at the home, we want that experience to be a positive one and really to be able to excite and delight our customers. And then especially delivering state-of-the-art technology, which is, you know, part and parcel to our investment in the state and making Connecticut a better state to do business in and a good place to grow your business.
I know that Frontier is big on corporate stewardship. How about talking about that?
Well, you know, that goes hand in hand with when you come into a community and you invest and you live here and you want to be part of the community, you have a certain responsibility. It's a responsibility to invest in your infrastructure. It's important to be able to invest in your people, grow jobs, and provide a dynamic work environment. It's important to support the community and community organizations and the municipalities and the things that initiatives that they have. And we take that very seriously at Frontier. Recently, we awarded about $250,000 of grant money throughout the state, primarily to, you know, the PEG channels and, you know, the public educational channels, community TV, and through the high schools and a lot of the cities and towns here in the state, to, you know, improve their connectivity, to invest in their ability to teach their young students more programs in technology. And we're very happy to be able to go around the state and present checks to a lot of these municipalities to just do that.
And it was a sizable contribution from what I understand.
Well, like I said, I think the total contribution was about $250,000, and grants from $5,000 to $20,000 have been handed out throughout the state. I know I've had my ability to go out and handle a couple of checks out to Amity High School, and we were going out to North Haven and East Haven. I know we've done some folks up near Putnam, up in the Hartford area. It's really been a statewide initiative for us, and we're really pleased and proud to be able to participate and help that.
And I know earlier this year, Frontier also announced an investment in the north end of Hartford, so that's just another extension of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Dan. I mean, you know, we grew up here, we live here, you know, we invested in this state, and it's almost 2 years now that we've been here. And, you know, we've made a lot of inroads, and we're very proud to be here. We're proud that the decisions for Connecticut are made here in Connecticut. We're proud that we can bring services to areas that have been considered underserved, and that the investments that we're making, $480 million in infrastructure over the next, over the last year and a half and going forward into the next year and a half, our Fiber to the Home initiative, which is really, bringing the future of technology to the state of Connecticut. So residences and people at home can have a better, more robust entertainment experience, faster internet speeds up to 1,000 meg or a gig, and small businesses be able to grow their businesses and not be challenged by technology that says, we can't participate because we can't get the bandwidth that we need to invest. Frontier has made a decision to bring that forward and say, listen, we're going to do this. We're going to do this in a big way. And we're going to help the state move forward and be the economic engine it needs to be.
How do you, because technology changes in a nanosecond and Frontier has to think ahead, how do you think ahead to make sure that we're prepared 5 or even 10 years down the road when that technology is constantly changing?
That's a great question, Dan. And we actually made a strategic decision as we look to grow and expand our footprint here in Connecticut. And we had a choice. We could continue to invest in the network that we've continued to build, or we could look to build the next generation, which was really, where we had a significant infrastructure, fiber infrastructure, which is, the glass technology that moves data at the speed of light, versus the copper technology, coax technology that the cable companies use, that are limited. And we said, it's time, and we took the step forward to invest in the technology. And more importantly, to take the step forward to bring fiber to every home and business that needs it and deliver the technology that allows us to do that. So the good news is that as we move forward and deploy the fiber itself is future-proof. So what it continues to evolve is the technology that allows you to transmit the data, quicker, faster, more compact, and really become, a state-of-the-art state of Connecticut, if you will, the gig state that, you've been hearing on the news. And Frontier wants to be the leader in that and delivering that statewide.
You, Frontier, interact with businesses, interact with consumers at the home. What is the big thing? They want speed. They want, in the case of consumers, being able to download movies and not have all that buffering. What do they want?
Exactly. You just said it right on the head. I mean, how many times if you're home and if you've got teenagers and you've got, a bunch of iPhones and you've got iPads going and who's streaming Netflix and who's gaming on the Xbox? And then all of a sudden you start hearing, get off the internet, I'm getting that circle of death, or, I can't get on, or I'm lagging. And, so speed certainly, as folks become more, dedicated to their devices and entertainment becomes more, prevalent over the, the internet, we need to be able to provide enough bandwidth and enough speed for folks to be able to deliver that at home and not complain. We don't want caps on the phone companies like the cell phone companies do, where you're paying these exorbitant data fees. And, we're in a position where we can deliver that, and we're very happy to do so.
And businesses want to be able to transfer huge amounts of data, right?
Again, you've got most businesses. What business do you walk into, whether it be a restaurant or a cleaners or somebody who's not running a credit card machine or through the internet or running Wi-Fi for their guests or, any kind of, running a number of different video, products, TVs inside their environment? All of which require bandwidth. And, the traditional way that we delivered services, limit our ability to deliver the speed and experience that these businesses wanted. That will no longer be the case.
Joe, while we have you here, how about talking about Frontier's commitment to veterans?
Well, that, Dan, we've shared this with you before. We are very proud to be a military-friendly employer. 13% of our workforce is military veterans and their families. And, we continue to look at that sector as a great opportunity for us to identify some great people and some great leaders and help us grow our business. So it truly becomes a win-win. And when we hold these job fairs, certainly, folks with military backgrounds, we encourage them to come visit with us. Share with us your experiences, and hopefully, we can find a home for you for a good long time.
Which leads us back to the job fair. How about repeating the details again for our audience?
Thanks, Dan. I'm happy to do that. So on August the 31st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 310 Orange Street in New Haven, Connecticut, we'll be hosting a job fair. Certainly for the folks that are being affected by the Cablevision layoffs, we would encourage them to come by, bring their resume, and come see what we're all about and become part of the family. and help us with our charge to deliver outstanding customer experience to our customers. And then for those who also may be looking for jobs that may not be affected, this is an opportunity for them as well. And we hope that you take advantage of the opportunity, come see what we're all about, and we look forward to meeting you.
And that is the key. Bring your resume, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Joe, anything else you'd like to add?
No, Dan, I think we're good. We certainly appreciate it. And we, you know, as far as the folks who are purchasing services here in Connecticut, you know, when you look around the landscape and look at the environment and you see companies like, you know, Altice pulling their people out of Connecticut, people that were serving their customers, and then you have a choice to do business, and you see a company like ours reaching out into the communities and continuing to invest in the families and in the businesses here in Connecticut, that when you have a choice to vote with your wallet, that you invest in Frontier and know that the money that you spend here is going to stay here and continue to help grow the organization, and more importantly, help us, allow us to feed, you know, to give back into the communities that we're serving.
Joe, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend and keep cool.
You too, Dan. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Terrific. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.